dam improvements. So I'm looking at that as the most critical issue. I mean, all of them are important, mm-hmm. but getting the hazard mitigation plan done first is the more critical aspect in my mind.
Well, as far as the crisis plan, you're correct. We need to bite it off one chunk yeah. at a time. And I know there are boilerplates out that exist right. for municipalities, right. and I don't know how good of a fit they would be, but they would be a starting point. But we do need to put this somehow on our plate and start working on it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about boilerplates. I know this sounds ridiculous, but for example, with the hazard mitigation plan, the best example of a hazard mitigation plan that I found is the City of New York. And I'm sure people are going to say, City of New York? Why would you compare the City of New York to Wrangell? Well, they just have a fabulous template. And you can downsize it and scale it to exactly what we need here. But they've done all this fabulous work because they have tons of staff and committees, and you can pirate that stuff right off the internet and use it. So there's no harm in borrowing their plan and saying thank you to the City of New York for providing a template for us to write our plan. So yeah.
Think smarter.
Yeah. I think that's all I've got for the manager's report. That was long. I apologize.
Any comments or questions? Thank you. Borough Clerk's file.
Mrs. Lane included her file in your agenda packet, and I don't have anything else that she sent to add to that. And if you have any questions, I will attempt to answer them.
Mr. Mayor, I just had one more item I forgot to report on, and that is I'm sure all of you have been reading the information about the new federal tax law that was passed. And one of the things that had come out in a number of publications and on television was that they were encouraging people to prepare their taxes for 2018 and 2017 if they could, because of the $10,000 cap. And the staff in the finance department here got prepped for that. And although there were only three people that took advantage of it, the finance department was able to accommodate them without any problem. So I'm happy to be able to do that. And that's all I had to answer.
Thank you. Okay. Does anyone have any questions on the clerk's side? Thank you. Moving on. Yes, go ahead.
Sorry, I on the clerk's file, I just
want
to say I noticed that there were five nominations for the Theraboy Board Municipal Appointment, and Southern Old Powell still got it. So congratulations. I think you do great.
Yeah.
Item 9, Mayor and Assembly Business. Does any Assembly member have any reports or business they want to discuss this evening? Yes.
I'd just like to say that on the online payment, kudos. A lot of people have talked to me and said they love it.
That's great.
So I just thought, kudos to you guys.
Kudos to Mr. Burgess for bringing that forward.
And another good bit of news, J.D. Barrett on our wrestling team took third in state in his weight class.
Nice.
So we should have a cake for him.
And Lisa, at the very least, a proclamation and a cupcake.
Yes.
we'll do that. Thank you.
We got left on the cake.
We'll just save it. We'll put that in the freezer.
Okay. Yeah, no assembly member has anything further report or comments. We do have one. We have three seats, commissions and boards. We have two on the Planning and Zoning Commission. One expires on October 2019, and the other expires on October 2020. Then we have an opening on the Wrangell Convention and Visitors Bureau that it's unexpired until October 2020. We did receive a letter of interest on the Wrangell Convention and Visitors Bureau. from Chris Hatton, who would like to serve on that board. And with the consent of the assembly, I would appoint her to that position.
Congratulations.
And I think that completes that board. And there were no letters of interest on me either at the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a note that I think everybody read data that we provided. The question was if the assembly member could step in on the Planning and Zoning Commission if there couldn't be a quorum, and the attorney had recommended strictly against it.
Right. Yeah.
There could be a great conflict there as were the oversight for the Planning and Zoning, then, you know, setting on it'd be a great conflict.
Well, during the Board of Appeals.
The Board of Adjustment.
Yeah.
Adjustment,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good idea.
We just need more people to get interested in local government. I'm
telling you, let's just do it like jury duty.
Yes.
Congratulations, you're on the Planning and Zoning Commission this year.
The next item is a public hearing. And is there anyone wishing to speak on an agenda, on any item on the agenda, or on any item of interest to them? Okay. Then we'll move on to item 12, unfinished business. There is none. Item 13, new business, 13A. Proposed ordinance number 938, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 5.04.040 of the Wrangell Municipal Code, senior citizen and disabled veteran property tax exemption qualifications. This is a first reading.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 938 and move to a second with a public hearing to be held on January 23rd, 2018.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Go ahead.
Well, do you want to explain it?
I was just
to the public.
Mr. Mayor and members of the Assembly and public, this essentially what this does is this removes the requirement for an annual application by those people who are eligible for the senior citizen and disabled veteran exemptions. Rather than having to apply annually, they only have to apply a first time, or then if there's some sort of a change, like a death in the family or something like that, that would change the exemption status from one person to the other. So it is a reduction of work for those people who are eligible, and a reduction of work for the finance department as well, which is great.
Julie, you had a comment?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to say, great job. As one of the very few times you see government coming forward with a reasonable thing to cut everyone's workload, including the public. So even though this is small, good job.
And I wanted to say the same thing. We have a finance director, an economic director, harbor master, and public works director just in this one agenda that have come up with unique ideas to save the city money. And it would be great if we could keep a tally of that. You know, like the harbor master came up with a scheme to get a captain off his boat while it was being lifted.
You know? So you're creating more work for the finance department.
Well, but I think it would be great to keep, and remember how the harbor master put in fill and
We need a reduction in bureaucracy greatest hits page on our website is what we need.
It's one of those things that I said at a couple of meetings ago, and it didn't come out correct, but I was hoping that we could do things in-house and not have to hire so many darned consultants. And by golly, we're doing it and saving money. So I'm tickled. This is good.
Thank you to the finance director for moving this forward.
Yeah.
Any further comments, discussion on that item? Hold on, please.
So, Assemblymember Howell?
Yes.
Assemblymember Decker?
Yes.
Assemblymember Powell?
Yes.
Assemblymember Gilbert?
Yes.
Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, proposed resolution number 01-18-1387. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, supporting sea otter management in Southeast Alaska.
Move to adopt resolution number 01-18-1387.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes?
I just wanted to say I asked that this be put on the agenda after the Southeast Conference adopted something similar, and I believe the borough of Petersburg did something similar as well. Out on the outer coast, Sitka, Craig, Ketchikan, those communities have seen the sea otter predation issue much more drastically, but they're starting to push in toward inside waters, more towards Petersburg and Wrangell. The populations are increasing rather quickly at this point, and because they have a high metabolism, they actually they eat like 25% of their body weight every single day in shellfish. So if we're really coming up on potential serious problem, not just for commercial harvest, but for subsistence as well. And anyway, there's a group that's organized called the Shellfish Preservation Alliance, which this resolution helps support, but they're trying to, you know, sort of organize a more effective approach to this and work with the federal government to see if there's some avenues potentially with the new administration and different interpretation of the Marine Mammal Protection Act, where we might be able to get some kind of relief or addressing the issue more proactively. So I support this and hope the rest of the assembly will too.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Poll will be.
Assemblymember Decker?
Yes.
Assemblymember Powell?
Yes.
Assemblymember Gilbert?
Yes.
Assemblymember Howell?
Yes.
Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, proposed resolution number 01-18-1388. Start all over. Resolution number 01-18-1388. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the amendment of the job description for the mechanic lead position and the amendment of the union wage and grade table.
Move to adopt resolution number 01-18-1388, providing the amendment of the job description for a mechanic lead position and amendment of the union wage and grade table.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Decker?
Yes.
Assemblymember Powell?
Yes.
Assemblymember Gilbert?
Yes.
Assemblymember Howell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, proposed resolution number 01-18-1389. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adopting an alternative allocation method for the fiscal year 2018 Shared Fisheries Business Tax Program and certifying that this allocation method fairly represents the distribution of significant effects of fisheries business activity in fisheries management is in FMA 18 Central South Southeast.
Move to adopt resolution number 01-18-1389 that adopts an alternative allocation method for the fiscal year 2019 Shared Fisheries Business Tax Program.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Powell?
Yes.
Assemblymember Gilbert?
Yes.
Assemblymember Howell?
Yes.
Assemblymember Decker?
Yes.
Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13E, approval of the first modification to the facility lease agreement in the Wrangell Marine Service Center for Steve Thomason Jr. to extend the duration and modify the square footage of said lease.
Move to approve the first modification of facility lease agreement in the Wrangell Marine Service Center for Steve Thomason Jr. to extend the duration to May 1st, 2022 and modify the square footage to said lease from 4,000 square feet to 5,140 square feet and to raise the monthly fee from $320 per month to $411.20 per month.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Gilbert?
Yes.
Assemblymember Howell?
Yes.
Assemblymember Decker?
Yes.
Assemblymember Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Bear with me just a minute. Take a moment through. Item 13F, approval to proceed with the sale of Borough Tideway as requested by BW Enterprises, owned by Brett Woodbury.
Move to classify Borough Tidelands in the unsubdivided portion of Lot 15, Block 12A, ATS 83, for sale, and to proceed with the sale of those submerged tidelands adjacent to Lots 6 and 7, Block 12A, ATS 83, which are owned by Brett Woodbury of BW Enterprises, and to waive the public auction and bid provisions as stated in 16.12.040 B and C, which is allowed under Wrangell Municipal Code 16.12.075, with the following conditions as requested by the Planning and Zoning Commission. Restriction number one, tideland areas extend only from the north corner of the toe of the slope of the borough's previously filled tidelands requested for purchase by Tidewater Investments and angled sharply towards land to minimize encroachment with State of Alaska tidelands and right-of-way and maintain adequate buffer. And number two, all tideland sale areas are verified by survey and coordinated with the State Alaska Department of Transportation Marine Terminal Operations Manager prior to final sale and plat approvals. And number three, the barge docking will be at an angle parallel to the right-of-way of State of Alaska DOT to remain out of the right-of-way area. And condition number four, barges may be required to sit offshore during ferry arrival and departures at port.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Is this plan by the that they had came to us a while back? Maybe Mr. Mayor, you might know this. Is this going to block off the tidelands for you guys, Ben?
Essentially, yes. But we were in agreement.
What I was going to ask, and you guys know that what's going to happen, and
there's no conflict.
In your agreement, there's no conflict.
Yes.
Okay.
But we agreed that what's there right now that the Stowe's put in, that little barge ramp type thing, we don't really need that, and we've talked to Brett, and if we should ever need anything, he would be willing to allow us to use it.
Because we have that in writing from you,
right.
But we didn't have anything in writing, I don't think, from BW Enterprises, is that correct?
Do they not care ever rate anything?
Okay, but you're comfortable with it?
Yeah. I mean, it's a slim chance that we would ever need it. Or what?
I just wanted to make sure that everybody understood what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Gilbert?
Yes.
Assemblymember Howell?
Yes.
Assemblymember Decker?
Yes.
Assemblymember Powell?
Yes.
Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13G, approval to proceed with the sale of rural entitlements as requested by Tidewater Investments, LLC. Shirley Wimberly as a member.
I'll move to classify borough tide lands for sale and to proceed with the sale of filled borough-owned tide lands on a portion of Lot 15 adjacent to Lots 1 through 5, Block 12A, ATS 83, Zone Waterfront Development, and to waive the public auction and bid provisions as stated in 16.12.040 B and C, which is allowed under Wrangell Municipal Code 16.12.075, with the following conditions as requested by the Planning and Zoning Commission. Condition 1, all tideland sale areas are verified by survey and coordinated with the State of Alaska Department of Transportation Marine Terminal Operations Manager prior to final sale agreement and plat approvals. Condition 2, the north corner will be reconfigured from submitted drawing and angled toward land to minimize encroachment with State of Alaska tidelines and right-of-way.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Powell?
Yes.
Assemblymember Gilbert?
Yes.
Assemblymember Howell?
Yes.
Assemblymember Decker?
Yes.
Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13H, approval to write off uncollectible accounts and send them to collections.
Move to approve the write off of uncollectible accounts and send them to collections.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Hold up, please.
Assemblymember Gilbert?
Yes.
Assemblymember Howell?
Yes.
Assemblymember Decker?
Yes.
Assemblymember Powell?
Yes.
Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13I, approval of Amendment 3 to the Professional Services Agreement with Ray Medeshowski and Associates for State Lobbying Services in the amount of $36,000.
I move to approve Amendment 3 to the Professional Services Agreement Ray Medeshowski and Associates for State Lobbying Services in the amount of $36,000.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
I like the idea that I would like a written summary.
Yes.
I think we haven't gotten any of those, and I would like that, especially when the legislature is in session.
That's what I have requested from Mr. Medeshowski.
And then we're supposed to even have an annual
yes,
meet and greet with him.
Yes, and I said I thought that him attending this probably fulfilled the minimum obligation of that, but having a he had been under the impression that meeting with assembly members from time to time, you know, sort of satisfied that. And I said, I think it's good to have those one-on-one with the assembly members, but it's best to meet with the assembly as a whole so that the body in public can say, these are what our priorities are, and ask questions and that sort of thing. So that is my preference as well.
Right. And the public needs to know what we're getting for our money.
That's correct. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Any further discussion? Hold on, please.
Assemblymember Gilbert?
Yes.
Assemblymember Howell?
Yes.
Assemblymember Decker?
Yes.
Assemblymember Powell?
Yes.
Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13J is a discussion item. Planning for the summer water program. This is an ongoing item on the agenda. unless we move by consent of the agenda, the assembly. Does anybody have any discussion or anybody make any comments? Or
well, I asked for this because I'm starting to get nervous about our summer water demand and our water volume. And I did find out an important part that we've got about 20,000 left from that 50,000 that we earmarked for this last summer. And I just want to make sure that we know that we have part-time help, I believe, trained already, which is we're way ahead of the curve on that. And I think we know a technique to keep the sand clean and the filters properly working. I just want to make sure that we know what action plans we're going to do if we have low water volume, like we did one summer, and if we have high water demand, like we have both summers, both the last summer. So I just want to make sure that if something needs to be done, that we find out now, and if we need a little bit more sand, let's get it ordered, let's get parts in. And I think having those consultant documents that we're going to get in February might give us some better direction.
Yes, we will have those to you at least a week prior to the work session, so that you have the ability to digest them and any recommendations we're planning on making. But hopefully you will have a much better idea at the beginning of February where we're headed for a long-term solution. And we can feel a lot better about going into this season knowing that it's going to be the last time we're going to have to go through these measures, because we'll have a new, we'll have a, something new in place, hopefully, by the following year.
Well, and I commend our public works director. I think she's
thank you
doing an excellent job, and I have so much faith in her abilities. So
I'm very appreciative of her work, and I'm very appreciative of the staff too in the water division for coming up with solutions to get us through these things. These are obviously not the way. This is not the way that you normally manage a plant, and so I'm very thankful that we have staff that comes up with has ingenuity to come up with solutions.
Exactly. Yeah. It's another example of Wrangell public employees coming up, stepping up,
rising to the level of the occasion.
Exactly.
Yes,
and it saves us money and keeps us running. So
thank you for recognizing them.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, go ahead.
So just to add a little bit of, new, I guess, fire on this issue, or keeping it hot, keeping the fire hot, I appreciate, you know, the more in-depth analysis and expert sort of input we're getting. But I, like Assembly Member Gilbert, am concerned about timeline, and so I know this is, we've got a workshop scheduled, but we're already starting to get late in making decisions about doing anything for this season. And I want to also remind people that the last 2 years, we actually were sort of a backwards blessing. That we really did not have pink salmon in return, that the region has had in the past the high pink salmon return. So it was down. And so it affected seafood processing, actually. So we didn't have, we didn't meet sort of the peak demand that we have had in the past. So, you know, we need to keep that in mind, that we're still out in the dark because we made it through last season, because last season wasn't what it could be. So, and there's not, you know, there's a whole lot of variables in that as well. So anyway, I want to keep the fire burning, keep everyone working as hard as possible for a solution. And again, I think the assembly stands ready to support staff in whatever kind of resources that they need that we can muster. So don't be afraid to ask.
Yes.
And there was one note at the very last of the public works director's information to us. She says that over the last couple of weeks, the staff have had several issues with systems failing. Do you know to what extent did those systems failed? It says that they were brought back online, but
I'll get you a detailed report because there were some nuances associated with a handful of different things. So.